a story from the BBC, our friends in jolly old England.
Yeah.
And I don't know what their school year is like over there, but I'm guessing kids are still attending classes, or maybe this is leftover from a school year if it's any kind like ours. And I'll put a link up, by the way, on our Morning Team Show page, because this is really, it's lengthy, and I'm not going to get into how this is all being done. I'll just tell you that kids, as the story says, are always going to find, as this story says, cunning ways to bunk off school. A little English talk there. And apparently one of the tricks now is to fake a positive COVID-19 lateral flow test, an LFT test, using soft drinks.
Soft drinks, yeah.
Were you aware of this?
I just saw a headline.
Oh, you did see a headline?
Yeah, okay. I saw a headline, okay. Yeah.
I had no clue. Yeah. Apparently soft drinks that kids are using. And so the person who was writing this did a test and showed that, yep, it can be done. And then they go into the whole testing procedure and telling why and things like that. Hmm. I'll give you just the bottom line explanation, apparently, is that it says here, in fact, a range of fluids from fruit juices to soft drinks are being used to fool the tests. They seem to have one thing in common. They are highly acidic. Okay. The citric acid in cola, or I should say the citric acid in like orange juice that was tested, or the phosphoric acid in cola, as well as acids in other beverages, they apparently work, and it causes the test that you can do to show positive. And so with a positive test, can't go to school. You got to stay home.
And that's just for the one day or anything like that? For
Probably, yeah. I don't know what their protocols are. And I'm also wondering, though, because if that's the case, usually that would touch off some kind of, you know, this one kid tested. Now what about all the other kids in class and things like that?
Yeah, they had contact with or whatever.
Are they getting away with that? Hmm. This story doesn't go into that. I'm just fascinated. And, of course, it does say in here that one of the ways that this, the trick in order for kids to know how to do that apparently has been circulating on TikTok.
No, of course.
Of course. Right. Using social media. So there you go. As I said, if it's, it could be happening here, I don't know. But I haven't heard a big...
I haven't really.
No. Because I would think if it were going on, this kind of thing would pop up the question of, if this is going on, suddenly you have a bunch of these fake tests that kids are having to stay home from school in droves.
Yeah.
And, you know, the worry would be there. Anyway, hopefully that's not the case, but that's one of the things they're dealing with. See, it's just not the cunning kids in the United States. They're all over the place.
A pop-demic.
Yes. Who knew, though? Again, once again, the soft drinks, the things that we enjoy for pleasure can fake COVID tests, can clean your toilet, and do all these other things, too. And yet, we drink these.
Yeah.
Take rust off your bumper.
Exactly. You know, if we can do that, what's it doing to my insides?